We live by faith and not by sight. I like to expand on new growth without the walls. How many of y'all think the church is the building? I think a lot of people maybe won't admit it, but they do relate to it. It's just a natural thing. You know, the church is not the building, is it? It's the people. It's the people. It's the 4%. 4% of 18 to 35-year-olds are active in a faith-based community. 4%. 4%. What does that tell you? The other 96% are doing something else besides faith-based. Are they communicating with one another? Absolutely. Professional faith are those that are out on the street that don't know Jesus. Now, keep in mind, I was in my 30s when I first joined the church. Y'all know that? I was not a church person until my 30s. So I joined a church, I had a professional faith, and I was baptized. But where do we spend our focus or time on? So break the 80-20 rule. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the 80-20 rule, but you know, in theory, the 20% of the population has 80% of the wealth and the health and virtually everything. Some theorize if you took every bit of the resource in the world and broke it into and gave equal amounts to every single person, it wouldn't take long before it would gravitate back to that 80-20 rule. Don't base people on your standards. Consider God's standards. That's hard to do because we look through eyes and we set and we look at someone and we say, And automatically we begin to put them in a category. 70% of what we do is failure. Now, I don't know, y'all know about Roger Bannister, right? Y'all know, you've heard about Roger Bannister. Roger Bannister, he defied all the doctors. The doctor said, if you cannot run a 4-minute mile. You cannot run, your body will break down. Your heart will explode. Don't even try it. People have tried it and they couldn't get to the 4-minute mile, they collapsed. Well, he trained. And guess what? He broke that barrier. And the doctor was all waiting for him, the heart to explode, and he didn't. He survived. Roger Bannister was the first one to challenge that. People said, you can't do it. And he did. Babe Ruth was a successful baseball player. We agree with that? He hit many, many home runs, right? But you also know that he hit many, many strikeouts. He was also the strikeout king. He failed a whole bunch of times, what I believe. Why am I here? Maybe you should ask the same thing. Why are you here? Are we here just because it's Sunday and this is what we've been doing for the last X number of years? Or are we here to make disciples for Christ? What is our mission? Our mission should be the mission of Jesus Christ. Pray a lot. Play a lot, laugh a lot, and fail a lot. Fail your way forward. None of us have a crystal ball. None of us have a solution. Church begins with us. So have a little faith. Have a little faith. And then you'll have a lot of faith. We live by faith and not by sight. Let us pray.